ku VOA Ndebele.
Olamukela emsakazweni we Studio 7 namhlanje ngolwesine ekuseni mhla ka 12 kuMbimbitho 2020 ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abasakhulayo bebandla le MDC kobulawayo bagcizelela ukuthi bathethe inyathelo lokuthi iziphatha amandla zecouncil eziyisithupha aziseyi kuvunyelwa ukuyafika emahofisini yaleli bandla.
Ama-councillors laba ngabaqale babuyele ngale bayalungisa indawo bayenzile yona leyani. Bayenze ukuthi i-contract ngakuthi izarenyiwa irenyiwe ngu-October ayikhona kakhesi ngayisefayile. Yikho sikufuna kuphela njengama-youth. Asila anything else besides khonoko kuphela.
Inhlanganiso emela izisebenzi i-ZCTU isichothoze amapholisa isithi ahlukuluza amalunga ayo endaweni ezijiyeneyo zelizwe ngokuya emahofisini ayo ngokuphela lapho afika ebuze okuningi.
Asikujabuleli ke khonokho ukuthi amapholisa abe lokhu evakashela amahofisi ethu ekhambanisa besebenza kwama-officers ethu. Bebuza ukuthi ngubani umkhokheli we-ZCTU. Bona bekwazi nje ukuthi umkhokheli we-ZCTU ngubani.
Umongameli Donald Trump weMelika usemise ukuvakatshelana phakathi kwelizwe lakhe lawase-Europe okwamalanga angamashumi amathathu ngendlela yokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Abasakhulayo bebandla le-MDC kobulawayo bagcizelele ukuthi bathethe inyathelo lokuthi iziphatha amandla zecouncil eziyisithupha ziseyi kuvunyelwa kuyafika emahofisini aleli bandla. Iziphatha amandla lezi ezivinjiweyo zibalisa umeya umnumzana Solomon Mkunu, umnumzana Christopher Dube lamakhansela amahlanu. Amakhansela la ngumnumzana Mlando Ncube, isikhulekile Moyo, Lilian Mlilo, Pilot Moyo, lo Alderman Ernest Rafa Moyo. Abasakhulayo laba bathi bathethe leli nyathelo ngoba umeya lamakhansela la bavumelane ukwengezelela elinye ihlandla leminyaka emihlanu elikasiba likhulu wedolobho umnumzana Christopher Dube. Umnumzana Dube ngowebandla lezanu PF kodwa wakhethwa ngenxa yobungcwethi atshiwo kwebandla. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxa lesikhulumeli sabakhulayo kobulawayo umnumzana Benny Hlatshwayo.
Indaba ekhona ngekuthi thina as a youth sifuna ukuthi sizisise ukuthi ama-councillors akuhambise njani ukuthi ahambe ayarenew i-contract leyana. Ngendaba yokuthi thina ngokuzwa kwethu i-contract leyana was supposed to be renewed somewhere ngo-October ngale ayikhona kathesi. So sifuna ukuzisisa ukuthi kangizimele ukuyirenewa kathesi njani. Plus umthetho uyathi bayarenewa yini bengakhonsidanga abanye abafuna ukungena laphana kumbe is just an automatic issue yokuthi umuntu angene khonapho because nguye wekhona. So thina as a youth sifuna i-explanation ukuthi kuhamba njani and kwenze njani. Because thina sifuna i-smart city, sifuna i-city e-right, but ukwenza izinto ngendlela engalulanga, engaqondakalanga, kuyenza ukuthi i-city yethu ingabi clean. And yikho sithi khona izanu asiyifuni because into zayo aziqondanga. Thina sifuna izinto eziqondileyo.
Manje isinqumo elisithetheyo sitshoni kutsho ukubana umeya lama-councillors abasoze bavunyelwe ukufika ehofisini kuphela kumbe kukhona okunye okungamelanga bakwenze.
Thina njengamayuthi ama-councillors laba ngabaqale babuyele ngale bayalungisa indawo bayenzile yona leyani. Bayenze ukuthi i-contract ngakuthi izarenyiwa irenyiwe ngu-October ayikhona kathesi ngayisefayile. Yikho sikufuna kuphela njengamayuthi. Asila anything else besides khonoko kuphela. Khonoko kuphela ukuthi ahambe ayenze into eyi-right. Yikho sikufunayo.
Manje isinqumo elisithetheyo sifikile yini phezulu kunkokheli yelizwe lonke kumbe sikhona nje kobulawayo khona?
Lapha into itatela phansi siya phezulu ezinye zitatela phezulu siya phansi but lapha kwenzakale kwabulawayo abantu abaphezulu bayazwa ngathi lapha kuthi thina lapha kwabulawayo sene so thina njengokuthi sithethe lesi isizathu lesi sesihambisa phezulu ukuthi thina njengamayuthi siyathi ama-councillors laba ayenze i-resolution yabo leyi kona ngale kurenewa leyana bacade babuyele ngale kuma-chambers bayakhorektha i-resolution yabo yona leyana then thina sesihambisa lokhu esikuresolve thina njengamayuthi kwabulawayo sesihambisa phezulu abaphezulu bazwa ngathi lapha abaphansi.
Lo mnumzana Benny Hlatshwayo isikhulumeli sabasakhulayo kubandla le-MDC kobulawayo obekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7. Inhlanganiso emela izisebenzi iZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, isichothoze amapholisa isithi yahlukuluza amalunga ayo endaweni ezitshiyeneyo zelizwe ngokuya emahofisini ayo lapho afike ezibuzisise ukuningi. Inhlanganiso le ithi amapholisa ahambe ehofisini yayo eMutare ngolwesithathu kwathi izolo aya eGweru lapho afike abuzisisa imibuzo eminingi ephathelane lenkokheli yalinhlanganiso. Untungameli Nkomo iStudio 7 uxoxelo nobhala jikelele weZCTU umnumzana Jafet Moyo ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Kusiphatha kakubi okwenziwa ngamapholisa babuya bengangoswanga emahofisini ethu bephambanisa umsebenzi wethu babuza izinto esingathi kazila ngqondo ngokubona kwethu ngokuthi babuza enye i-information nje esingathi i-public information abangayithola bangaya ku-Minister of Labour asikwazi ukuthi okubangela ukuthi bebuye ngaleyo ndlela kuyini. Asikujabuleli nje khonokho ukuthi ma-apholisa abe lokhu evakatshela ama-ofisi ethu phambanisa ke ukusebenza kwama-officers ethu bebuza ukuthi ngubani umkhokheli we-ZCTU bona bekwazi nje ukuthi umkhokheli we-ZCTU ngubani njengoba ke nxa sisiya kuma-congress nje sisiyanxusa phela uhulumende ukuthi abekwazi ukuthi ngubani okhokhela u-ZCTU njalo bedinga le nhlelo zethu akukho emthethweni ukuthi izinhlelo zethu ke zibe sesitshela bona amapholisa ukuthi senzani akukho emthethweni abakwenzayo akusijabulisi ke khonokho ukwenziwa ngamapholisa.
Injongo yabo nxa bekhuluma bathi ngeyani kahle kahle?
Kabatsho okucacileyo ke ukuthi bafunani. Abanye bathe khona bathi baya-updatha ama-records abo esibona kuyukuthi nxa befuna uku-updatha ama-records abo ke bangaya ku-Ministry of Labour bazathola ke imbali ye-ZCTU kwanileyo tshengisa ke kumbe ekhombisa ukuthi abakhokheli ngobani bahlala ngathi konke lokhu ke sikwenza ke singafihlanga so asikwazi ukuthi okwenza bevakatshele amahofisi angaphandle kwesigodlo kubangelwa kuyini sesingakhumbulela nje ukuthi ngokubona kwethu bethukile amapholisa athukile nabantu ababuye ke emhlanganeni wethu kuziki edlulileyo. Sibone abantu abaningi bebuya kuye kumbuthano yethu kuma-Labour Forum eBulawayo, eMtare, eGweru. Bazitsholo ke abantu ukuthi bafunani. Sibone ngathiwa nje ukubuya emahofisini lokhu nje sekuyikwethusela thina ngento abezwayo ikhuluma ngabantu.
Lo mnumzana Jafet Moyo onobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso ye-ZCTU ubexoxa ecingweni lo ntungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 eHarare. Isikhulumeli samapholisa umnumzana Paul Nyathi utshelela umsakazo ukuthi akulalutho alwaziyo ngodaba lwe-ZCTU lolu. Iningi lithi lanxa uhulumende esevumele amanye amagalaji ukuthengisa amafutha ezimoto awedizili lepetulo ngedola lemelika Lilokhu lingawatholi la mafutha njalo lapho atholakala khona kuyabe kulendwendwe ezinde kakhulu. Sixoxele umnumzana Lawrence Ndiweni usomabhizimusi walenkampani yezethekeli eVictoria Falls ngalolu daba.
Awusazamisayo okunokuthi i-bond ukuthi i-RTC bank rate tech market awusahambelani then how do you operate in that kind of environment when you are into tourism then you want to buy fuel and ama-garages amanye abe charger nge-bond not amanye charger nge-US dollar. Asithi thina dadewethu ama-garages when you runa elakho nge-US dollar mina ngirana ele-bond. Lwana ke ochata i-petrol nge-bond le-US dollar. It's very unfair. Now, but if you have a Zakamuz, the same Akaya, if you have a petrol, it's from the 10 years, 23 and 20 years dollar, and it's either a year dollar. Or when you talk about money, which is a wonder about a year, or honestly speaking, you can't work like that. I want to buy it is a Kamuz, the Makaya.
Lingahamba kulawana ke athengisa ngama bond notes kulula yini ukwazi uza amafutha
kathi as I speak now akula fuele for if you ready a corner nge US dollar so ithe ngisho ukuthi now into vele ekhaya esefike lapha enqini yagulela kumbe uyodinga ukudla kumbe ubezokuthenga something njengama pension yazo athole ukuthi if you really say a call for the US dollar, then it becomes so different. It's also one thing, Magdalena Lamont, who's a woman, much. It is a common zone as a whole to say, I think about the dollar, US dollar, bond, cabin to a silver dollar, EV bond. There's very few companies that are about my experience of a US dollar. So the rest of the car, it is only to locate the difference is bond. So I bond na kuthi toilet bank ukuthi yonke into yangkhona vele akusebenze izadwethu angena emakhaya usuka ipambu yephile jambe dinga all over the country even usuka lapha ufika ke eGwanda konale uyahlangana lelo hlupho njengalanga lokuthi izakamuzi zithwele nzima ziyasele ukuthi ziyathethela emakhaya ezitola akula swiping machine emakhaya akula sometimes siyakhona akula network ukuthi ngiyekho cash. It is a very, very difficult situation for sure. Kunzima abadala abaphelele. Uzibele enhlanhla nxa ukuthi usuke waya eBotswana wa-US dollar. Wathwala amakhi wase wadobha khona ngale. Inqiniko lapho ungafika u-telegram ifike le yakho. Uyabe uyithenga nge-foreign currency. So, yeah, i-situation yayo right now.
Kodwa zona izethekeli ziyabhadala ngemali yakwamanye amazwe.
Hayi, kuba nzima lapho. So, phose wami kuyalungiswa. Ukuthi izethekeli nxa zifika lapha zikwanise ukuthenga ezitolo ngama-US dollar. Especially kubo endaweni zokudla labo Nando's KFC labo Chicken Inn because those are the only outlets ezithengisa ezokudla. Then namanye ama restaurant of course ama companies abo they are selling in US dollars. Izethekeli azila nkinga ngoba ziyabe zila i-foreign currency but okuba inkinga yizakhamuzi zethu.
Lo umnumzana Lawrence Ndiweni wale nkampani yezethekeli eVictoria Falls ubexoxa ecingweni Studio 7 ekhona le folosi. Ngesikhangele indaba eziqhamukayo namhlanje ezokumaphephandaba lemsakazo etshiyeneyo. Abesilisa ababili abeZimbabwe abaxotshwe kwele Botswana ngoba bengene ngokungekho emthethweni. Babikwa begwaze babulala umtshayeli wemota obebathwele besuka ePlumtree andubana bethathe imota yakhe beyitshayele. Iphephandaba le-The Chronicle lithi ngemva kokugwaza umtshayeli wemota lo, ababili laba bamqume entanyeni basebesebenzisa amathaya ledizili ukutshisa umzimba wakhe bamshiya elumethe bahamba ngemota yakhe ye-Master Bongo Kombi ebigcwele impahla zama-groceries. Vathethe lo makhalekhukhwini wakhe. Lokhu kuvezwe emthethwandaba lapho ababili laba umehluli Bhunu wedethe lo Trust Ngwenya welusulu eBinga bemiswe phambi kwamahluli izolo besetheswa icala lokubulala umnumzana Memory Dereza ababehlangane laye emngceleni weMayitengwe. Ababili laba balivumile icala labo kodwa bathi omunye wayefuna ukubagwaza ngoba efuna bebhadale imali yokubathwala bona bengelayo. Ngakho basebekhulumisana ngolimi lwesitonga ukuthi engezwa ukuthi baqoqa ukuthi bembulale labo bamgwaza bezivikela. umakhale khukhwini kamoyi abasebemtshengisele omunye wesifazana nguye owababambisayo njalo imota kamoyi yatholakala emzini kababakazi womunye ukuthethwa kwecala labo kuyaqhubeka. Okwamanje ke silalele amazwi abalaleli beStudio 7 abasithumela wona ngeWhatsApp.
Siyabonga balaleli, likhuluma lo mama uMandlovu osekhenze maphisa. Bezicela ubana uhulumende mayengangenela emabhoda, ngoba siyazi ukuthi emabhoda lapha kunzima, kulalaba abantu abanye abahamba ngedabu lapho abangavumiyo ukuhlolwa igciwana leli seliqeda abantu. Lakithi siyaxwayisa ukubana ma kungaba lo mthetho obambekayo emabhoda jampu la, ngoba kuzaba le ngozi enkulu eZimbabwe. Abantu bayabuya bengene baphume bangene behamba ngokungekho emthethweni. So ingozi ekhona yokuthi uma kungasaqiniswa ngomthetho abantu sizaphela ngalo mkhuhlane. Besicela ukuthi umthetho ungenele kuhlolo okuqinileyo ukuze lo mkhuhlane ungasingeneli. Ngiyabonga.
Lo khuluma yomvekani mlayegoli ngokokuhlala. Hey, lo mkhuhlane siyawuzwa impela unobungozi, kodwa laba abajwayele ukutshontsha imali lehulumende eyikhulu singayisebenzisa le mali ukuthi ingagcini isebenza le coronavirus, abayisho bayisebenzise njengokuthi batshontshe for bona izikhwama zabo, ngoba kudala beyiyenza lento. Kuze kuyafanana nalezi mali okuthiwa bazibhenke khona ngapha e-America. Ilizwe liyahlupheka kodwa banayo imali abayitshontshayo beyisaphetheka. Too much corruption. Nokunye futhi ukuthi yini bangaceli ukuthi basebenzise i-foreign currency straight ku-cancel i-bond leli, ngoba yilo abayenza ukuthi ibarane ngali corruption. I-corruption yabo ihamba kahle ngalelo bond leli, ngoba batshontsha le mali i-foreign currency, bayenze inhlelo zabo bayobhenka kuphi kuphi bathinithini, baqede bathi lizwa linamali. Hayi, abantu bahlupheka bakithi. Asazi into yethwani le.
Ngombono wami msakazi, kungabi lokho kukhulunywa nje, kukhulunywa kuthiwa kulamalungelo abantu besifazane. Akukhulunywe ngezenzo, behambele endaweni zasemaphandleni bebadinge bebalungisele imisebenzi, bebavulele amathuba omsebenzi. Msakazi wami, kungabi lokho kukhulunywa kuthiwa kulamalungelo akhona engekho. Sikhala kakhulu msakazi wami ngalabo abesifazane abasemaphandleni, yibo abathwele nzima kakhulu msakazi wami, yibo kufanele kuhanjelwe kubo uma kwenziwa la amalungelo, beqoqwe befundiswe ngawo la amalungelo, hayi ukuthi kube lokho kukhulunywa nje.
Ngendlela amabhenki ayeza ngawo ukuthi uma unemali ebhenki awudraw imali, kuthiwa usetshenziswa lokho ukuthi uyaswapa ma ufuna ukuthenga, awula mali yogiwa, unikeza imali yogiwa yokugada amabhasi. So elinye uhlelo olwenzi iZimbabwe ibe phansi, yebo imali fanele ihlale in protecting ngele ndlela yamabhenki ukuthi baswaphe basebenzise amafoni, imali zamafoni lezi ma-intercash. Kodwa kufuneka ukuthi abantu bebe nemali ku-e-cash ukuze into zihambe kahle eZimbabwe. Lo kodwa imali izahlala ebhenki ungayidrowi kahle, angibona ukuthi uhlelo oluhlelelo. And then futhi imali igcwele nasezitradeni ebantwini, beyigcwele beyitshintsha, ibuya kuphi leyo mali? Imunye umbuzo esifane sizibuze-ke abantu beZimbabwe. Ngiyabonga.
Igama lakungukhesha sitshezi mambo. Kuyamangalisa ukubona amasonto ebuthana benza umthandazo, kukanti-ke imithandazo abawenzayo umthandazo oqondane lezombangazo, aso umthandazo ukuthi lizwe liphumelele phambili. Asengamathethi ebandla, ngoba ngeqiniso aluba bengamathethi aqoqo ngaloba bayaxwayisa uhulumende ukwenza kwakhe. ukuhlukumeza kwezabantu, ilungelo labantu elihlukunyezwa kangaka. Pho manje bona babonakala isikhathi sonke behlangana nohulumende, behlangana nomnankakwa, abantu anjengabo uTownas nabozike Ezekiel kuthi ma bethi bayathandaza kuyasolisa. Asayiwomachechi awufani ukuthi avalwe njengamachechi athandaza uNkulunkulu. Akukho okuhle okungavela kula machechi kwanawo manje.
Bona njani bonani manje bagijima njani ngezindawo ngezindawo. Lokho kwabantwana beZimbabwe lokhu sekuzabona yena uNkulunkulu kuphela. Lelo langa ezonikisa izulu yikho lapha abazothembela khona, ngoba kumanje kube ukudla babeke bethi ngokwabantu beZimbabwe. Abantu bebenesifiso sokulima, kodwa uNkulunkulu ngendlela ukuthi akakhulunyelwa, akaboniswa, akatshengiswa, uzenzela okwakhe. Izulu kulilini ngasanabo, hayi abantu sebethele nzima. Kambe abantu bathithe indlala engaka phela, bathi nxa bengalimanga mpela izidumbu ziyaphuma. Abantu bezile bezihluphekela bengadli, manje kwathi uma uma bengasalimanga kulu, ngoba vele eminizi manje vele siqale ukulalingasana, yaqala kudala vele. And akula muntu ozobabhekela, kumele bezibhekele njengasezibhedlela bezithengela imithi.
Mina nguNdaba uDlamini, ngicela ukubuza umbuzo nje umfishane lapha. Kanti kungani ama teachers especially iWhitewater Secondary School benikeza abantwana ama notes namafoni? Labo ke abanganawo amafoni, ama notes bawathathaphi? Ngoba abantwana bayakhala besikolo lapha bathi banikezwa ama notes. Ngabe siyalwazi uhlupho lwama teachers, kodwa ke abazame umunye umzamo ukuthi bawenze, ngoba akusibo bonke abantwana abanamafoni anama WhatsApp, akusinto ekahle. Ngiyabonga, ngisoke ngibe muntu.
Lawo ke ngamazwi abalaleli bethu, lingakhohlwa ukuthi lani liyenelisa ukusithumela amazwi enu eliwathumela kuWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +12024650318. Ngiyaphinda njalo inombolo zethu +12024650318. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwi ngamafitshane. Idale eliphezulu elephalamende eRussia, iFederal Council, selivumele umthetho wokuthi umongameli Vladimir Putin walelo lizwe ancintise ukuba umongameli ngomnyaka ka-2024. Amalunga alikhulu lamathumi amathathu akulelo dale avotelela umthetho izolo ebusuku, kodwa oyedwa wawuphikisa kwathi abathathu bayekela ukuvota. Umthetho lo buvele wavotelwa kudale eliphansi eleState Duma. Uthi umthetho lo uthi kuzafana lokuthi umongameli Putin kakaze abe ngumongameli, okutsho ukuthi engabusa kuze kufike umnyaka ka-2036 enganqoba kabili kukhetho. Sokusele ukuthi umthetho lo uvunyelwe yi-Constitutional Court kanye nengxenye yenani labantu eRussia. Umongameli Putin labanye bakhe yibo abakhweza isicelo sokuthi kube lo mthetho lo. Umongameli Donald Trump weMelika usemise ukuvakatshelana phakathi kwelizwe lakhe lawase-Europe okwamalanga angamachumi amathathu alandelayo ngendlela yokwenqabela ukumemetheka kwegcekwane le-coronavirus eselihlasele abantu abaningi emhlabeni jikelele labulala abanye.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have been in appropriate screens. And these prohibitions will not only apply to Europe, a tremendous amount of money in carbon, but various other things as we get approval.
Zilithethe kwabavela kulawo mazwe.
At the same time, we are monitoring the situation in China and the South Korea, and as their situation improves, we will reevaluate the restrictions and warnings.
Wengeze wathi uzathatha amanye njalo amanyathelo okusekela amabhizimusi amancinyane kanye labantu abahlaselwe yileli gcikwane ngemali.
Who have agreed to waive all co-payments for coronavirus treatments, extend insurance coverage to these treatments, and to prevent surprise medical billing.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 6175, la ku 7255 ekseni kusukela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7. Kuthi ke ntambama kusukela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9. Sitholakala ku 909 medium wave, la ku short wave 4930, 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Ku live talk sitholakala ku short wave ku 4930, 13860 la ku 15460 kHz. Kusukela ngo 8 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama.
Sithatheleli thuba lokubonga laba basilandelayo kukhathi lethu leFacebook VOA Ndebele lapho isilive streamer khona. Silosolani Ndlovu othi livuka njani msakazi, sibe lo Thabisani Ncube, sibe lo Pamela Khumalo, lo Nkosi Mthembo, lo Aaron Dube, lo Pamela Khumalo. Yena othi ubulewe ngama kumama lawo yibo ababulala abantu, ngabona ukuthi amagumba gumba yilaba kodwa kuthiwa bebexotshiwe nje eBotswana ngoba bengekho ngokuthi bengahlalanga ngokusemthethweni. UJerry Ndlovu uthi sibonge umsakazi uhlelo kunzima kuseyaphambili, okuhle ukuthi wonke umuntu weZimbabwe usekubonile ukuthi kufanele kususwe ibandla lezana uPF embusweni ngoba benza imikhuba yokuzithuthukisa nokufezakisa izidingo zabo. UMandla Joshua Yoram uthi qhubekani ngomsebenzi omuhleli wenzayo, lo sonke Khumalo laye usixhasile. Okwamanje ke njalo silo Shane Wayne Layton lo Vusi Mpofu. Okwamanje ke sizwe ke umculo kaJays Marabini esithi Sithandwa, ingoma ephuma kudlalade lakhe uNtunjambile. Yabonga umculo kaJays Marabini esithi Sithandwa, ingoma ephuma kudlalati lakhe elithi Litshele kaNtunjambile. Singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela abasakhulayo bebandla le MDC koBulawayo bagcizelela ukuthi yibo abathethe inyathelo lokuthi iziphathamandla zekhansili eziyisithupha aziseyikuvunyelwa ukuyafika emahhofisini aleli bandla. UMongameli Donald Trump weMelika usemise ukuvakatshelana phakathi kwelizwe lakhe layo wase-Europe okwamalanga angamashumi amathathu alandelayo ngendlela yokumisa ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-coronavirus. Oliver Nelasayo, yimi usithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha eWashington DC.